girlies. So I thought about something and I want to tell you. If you have a job, please stay at your job, okay? In as much as we all want to be with a wealthy provider man, a provider, a protector, if you have a job, stay at your job, okay? It's constant, it's steady income. So that before he comes, you can feed yourself. When he is there, you can still feed yourself. And after he's gone, you can still feed yourself. And even though he may not be the only one you're, you know, letting provide for you, even if you have like 3, 4, 5 of them and one leaves, you still have a job. If any of them say, oh, I want you to quit your job, da, 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 then you have to ask for a substantial amount of money and then ask for a monthly allowance, because a monthly allowance would save you from all of that. You don't need all that stress, okay? You trust your job to give you monthly income. Short, blank, period. Your job is steady. Do not leave the known for the unknown without a plan. You can leave the known for the unknown, but don't ever leave it without a plan, okay? So imagine if you have only one, and that one leaves. What are you going to do? Because you've quit your job, he's left, and you're like, it's crazy. And you have to have savings. You have to have all these things in place. You just cannot put yourself through that kind of stress, okay? And if you are, you know, sensible, you would know that whatever money he gives you isn't just for, in quotes, slaying. You have to invest in yourself, invest in a business, start a business. If you're not good with businesses, like me, for instance, I know that because of my inability to be consistent, I may not be able to start a business from scratch, but I can join a business. I can integrate myself into a business. Right? So you have to know like your strengths and your weaknesses so that you're not wasting your time and wasting your money and wasting your efforts. Okay? So keep your job, except he's giving you a very solid reason to not have a job again, like marrying you. Because then if he's marrying you, it's like the rules are so much different. He's giving you a monthly allowance, his doing this for you, he's paying for your travels, he's doing that for you, you're good, right? And if he isn't marrying you and it's just a whatever the circumstance of a relationship is that involves money, don't quit your job, okay? Do not do it. Number one, it makes you look a type of way. So you don't work, so what, man just giving you money? Like, if you don't mind having that being looked at like that, that's fine. If you don't mind, that's fine, because at the end of the day, it's just people projecting their what they think is the truth on you, and you don't have to accept it, right? But if you mind, then you need to actually keep your job or have something you're doing, right? If you know it's just a one-time thing, in, out, please, by all means, disregard this information. But if it isn't, regard the information, okay? Okay? Make sure you have something you're doing. Even if, look, when I say something you're doing, like a job, I honestly don't care if it's a full-blown career that you have, you're a doctor, head of department, CEO, like, I honestly don't care if it's HR, from the highest to the lowest, to being a cash register at a supermarket. I work as a sales representative in a clothing store. So I'm not talking to you with the thought of, oh, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and go walk into my fancy car and walk into, you know, my office with my staff and, you know, the security. I don't have all that either. So I'm just like you, giving you advice from what I have learned. Okie dokie. So please do not by any means leave your job. Like when someone introduces you to a certain lifestyle and they leave you, it's hard because it's like I'm not used to, like I have a different taste completely now. I want like different things. I don't want the same things. I don't want to be the same person. I don't want to eat the same things. And then you start to have trouble with your eating, and then you start to develop an eating disorder, and then you start to develop stress, and then it starts to develop an autoimmune disease in your body. Look, everything is intertwined in life. Like everybody's going to make you think, if so, sometimes like my country, the doctors are not really fully aware of what's going on. And so if you tell them something like, oh, maybe it's because I'm thinking about this, that's why my tummy hurts, they're going to tell you what, that has nothing to do with it. But there's literally anxiety, there's literally mental disorders that can give you a serious tummy ache, a serious headache. In fact, it can give you eyesight problems. I'm not even joking. It can give you hearing problems. So you need to ensure that you're not putting yourself in a situation that is set to trap you and injure you, okay? So as much as he's giving you a different lifestyle from what you're used to, he's buying you this, giving you that, taking you here, taking you there, putting you on first class seats, as much as he's buying you a Birkin and all of that, you need to make sure you have your own, like, do it like Vex Money, like, yay, you could go, but, like, who cares really, right? Don't ever, and, like, if you have one man who's providing for you and taking care of you and supporting you financially, that's fine. If you have more than one, even better. But it's still fine if you have just one, right? So please, I beg you, don't quit your job. It's steady, it comes in. You know that by the end of the month, you get a salary. That is the, you know that your salary is not going to change its mind whether it wants to be with you today or not. Okay. Okay. Except he's giving you a very tangible reason why you should quit your job, why you shouldn't be working a 9-to-5. And he's telling you, look, I got you. Chill. Okay. I'll give you this, give you that. I'll put this in your account every month. I'll take you this place every 3 months or every 2 months. I'll do this for you, do that for you, put you in this house, in this area, or whatever area you want. You know, I'll buy you any car you want. Except he's really throwing your options to you, like pick. Don't let anybody psych you into quitting your job because you think they have the kind of money they may have but not want to give you, or they may not have. Okay? Keep your job. That's all I wanted to say. Bye, toodaloo. And listen to me, okay?